Unit 3, Lesson 3.7, Exercise 2.
Welcome to New Zealand. Tour 1. Wellington, where you're staying for the first 3 nights, is the capital city. For the first 2 days, you're free to explore the local area. We're staying in a hotel in a convenient city centre location, so just follow your guidebooks or I'll give you suggestions. The Te Papa Museum is an excellent place to start, with lots of interactive exhibits. Another great tourist attraction is the cable car, which goes up to the Botanic Gardens, with amazing views across the city and harbour. On the third day, we're visiting some of the filming locations from the Lord of the Rings films. There's lots to see and do in Wellington, but if you've still got jet lag, why not just eat out or relax by the pool? Tour 2. This Friday at 7 a.m, we leave for a 5-day tour of some of New Zealand's natural wonders. Our islands are full of beautiful plants and a variety of birds and sea life. First, we're flying to Nelson. Then we're travelling by 4x4 and staying at 2 different campsites. 2 nights in the Nelson Lakes National Park, where you can hire bikes or go hiking, and 3 nights on the coast at Kaikoura, the ideal location for seeing the amazing local wildlife, such as dolphins and whales, on a boat trip. Bring your waterproof clothes and your camera. And don't forget to book travel insurance before you come, especially if you're going to do a lot of outdoor activities. Tour 3. We fly to Auckland, our largest and most cosmopolitan city, on Wednesday at 5 p.m. You're spending the last 2 days exploring the North Island. This is the ancestral homeland of the Maori people, the original people of New Zealand, or, as they call it, Aotearoa. You're spending Friday in Rotorua, which is famous for its hot springs. I'll show you some good places to shop for souvenirs and teach you a few useful Maori phrases, like kia ora, which means hello. I'm not going to tell you not to have a Maori tattoo, but please remember that tattoos are traditional art, not just fashion, and they can look a bit strange back home.